Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. Today we'll start by talking about Mozilla, and it's not a good look for them if this entire thing is true. It looks like their chief product officer is suing them for discrimination. Steve Teixeira took medical leave for cancer treatment at the end of October 2023, until February 2024, and when he returned, he was apparently basically discriminated against. First, he was instructed to lay off 50 people, 40 of which were from his own team. He expressed concerns about this, and when he tried to escalate the thing, they basically told him to shut up and take more medical leave to focus on his treatment, which he was not receiving at the time anymore. Now, when he found out that he needed additional treatment for liver cancer, Mozilla CEO offered him a 40% pay cut and a demotion. At that point, they apparently told him to accept the role and get to work, or accept it and take a medical leave, or they would start talking about severance. Teixeira is thus suing Mozilla for discrimination. Of course, Mozilla is denying the claims, because whatever the truth of the matter, you never admit to wrongdoing in such a case, at least not publicly. If this is true, it is a really bad look for the current Mozilla management. Teixeira has apparently been credited with making Firefox profitable for Mozilla and growing their ad business to the point that, allegedly, the previous CEO wanted to make him CEO when she left. Of course, she was abruptly removed by the board and replaced by Laura Chambers while Teixeira was undergoing treatment, and this stopped there. We'll have to see where it goes, but if it's true, it's really, really a bad look for a non-profit working in open source and priding itself on ethics. We also got a real date for the Cosmic Alpha, and it is far from the one that they had initially announced. If you remember, at the end of last year, they basically said they would have a first alpha around March. I think they even started at the end of February as their planned date. Then it moved to March, then it moved to April. Then they basically didn't say anything, and now they're announcing the alpha will come at the end of July. So, obviously, it is software in development, you're creating an entire new desktop and entire new apps, it's going to take a while, and it's probably much better to delay the alpha to make sure it has all the features. It can be buggy, but it needs to have all the features that you want to include in it, so that's probably why they're delaying it. But it also probably means that a new version of Pop! OS with this new desktop will not be available before probably October, November, or the end of the year entirely, because, well, from an alpha to a stable release, you can expect at least 4 or 5 months of more development. The branding for this Cosmic desktop has also been revealed, with a stylized font writing Cosmic on a black, dark gray background, and basically the O in Cosmic is a bit stretched and it evokes a monitor. As they say, it also represents the O of open source. So the logo for Cosmic itself is just that stretched O underlined in orange. Now they're also celebrating this announcement with a sale, with a few discounts on various laptops and desktops that they sell, and they also have Cosmic Merge on order right now if you're really, really hyped with Cosmic and you want to buy something even before knowing if this desktop will be any good or even any better than what we have currently. I guess we will have to wait for the end of July to make up our minds about it. I will admit, my excitement has died down a little bit. I'm still very curious to see what they accomplished, the features in it, the customization options, and I will absolutely give it a fair shot, as objective as I can be. But the more I see about Cosmic, the more they're disclosed, the more it feels like they're just making yet another desktop without much to differentiate it from the already existing ones, apart from the auto-tiling feature, which, let's be honest, is no longer super revolutionary. It looks like a solid middle ground between GNOME and KDE, so why not? I will give it a fair shot, but I will admit it just looks like another option, but nothing super special. And to conclude, Steam has launched game recording in beta. It's a simple feature that lets you record your gameplay on the Steam Deck and apparently also on the Steam desktop client. You can invoke it from the Steam overlay. You can record in the background all the time while you're playing your game, with limits that you can set, or you can start recording just at the press of a button. Developers can also apparently plug into that system to show event markers on the recording timeline, and obviously you can export and share these clips. It is just a beta, and Jason Evangelo, who you might remember worked for Linux for Everyone, well, he created the Linux for Everyone channel on YouTube, he is now working for Thunderbird, and he tested this thing, he posted his findings on Mastodon, and it looks like it performs much better on the Steam Deck. The performance drop seems to be consistently 5% less FPS when it's running, but he also tested it on his own other gaming device, and it took a much bigger hit, at least 19%. So we'll have to see if maybe the Steam Deck has something that is way more optimized in it because it's running SteamOS, and so maybe they have a better way of recording this thing without, like, recopying every single frame and saving it to a file. I'm not sure how they're gonna address this. Valve is saying that they will have individual recording settings for each game in the future as well, that it's just a beta and it will gain more features later. Now, it is nothing that you couldn't already do with something like OBS, but one might expect it would perform a bit better, or it would have less of an impact if it's tailored specifically to recording games, because at that point, you know, you're only recording like the frames coming from the GPU, for example, and you can plug with the drivers to only grab those frames. Maybe it's going to be a bit more efficient than just using a general purpose tool like OBS. We'll have to see. It's not revolutionary, but I think it's a good feature to have. And for people who just want to record a small clip here and there, you don't have to install and configure OBS, which can be pretty nebulous for a lot of people. Okay, so this will conclude today's episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Sorry for the stuffy nose again. It just doesn't want to go away. So I guess you're stuck with that weird muffled voice for a few more days. Anyways, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting what I do. And I guess you will hear me in the next one tomorrow. Bye!